World Beat Canada and Kilt in a Twist. There's pages for both with playlists and links for both shows. Something Weird and Wonderful from the Global Rhythms Volume 2 compilation. It's a German-Turkish collaboration called Arctic Samayasajim by Superfly Orchestra. But our last word goes to Eric Hoffer. In times of change, learners inherit the earth, while the learned find themselves beautifully equipped to deal with a world that no longer exists.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, the show is Past Tense, and the last song that played there was one called Transmission from the band Tear Jerks off of their album Tear Jerks. And before that, first song of the hour, one called Soon, Coming Closer, from the artist Broken Girl off of another self-titled album, Broken Girl. And actually that's, I think her name is pronounced Julie Doran. She is a Canadian artist. From Moncton, New Brunswick, I think. I like the name Moncton, at least. And, yeah, I think she's done a lot musically. She was involved in Elevator to Hell, Eric's Trip, I think. And more recently, apart from her own work, I think she was also involved in some musical stuff with Mount Eerie. So that being Phil Alevrim's band or project. And I think that's how you say his name. I always, since I've never had to really bother saying it out loud, I feel like I've always glossed over it when I've looked at it, reading it online or that sort of thing. But yeah, so she's got a pretty long musical discography there. And I've listened to a bit of her music before, but it was the first time I came across, well, it was recently that I first came across when she went by Broken Girl. I think she only released a few things under that name. Specifically this album and a couple EPs. I think there's more than that. Definitely, I can recall a few things on like the Discogs page and whatever. But anyway, I think that was, I don't want to call it a passing fad, but it was only one small part of her larger discography, because I know she started going by her proper name after that. And I believe I have some other albums of hers. I think a band that she played with, Julie Doran and the Wooden Stars or Wooden Stairs, something like that. But anyway, I think I'll mention now that the theme I'm going for tonight is one of slowcore. I'm trying to revisit that. I've been listening to more of it lately. I feel like maybe it's a matter of the season and the weather that's attracting me to it, or maybe I'm just falling into a lull and things aren't so energetic and anxious at the moment. So the angular sounds of noise rock and math rock aren't so present in what I'm playing these days or what I'm listening to these days. So that's it's always my mood that most affects the music that I choose to play on this show. So I guess that rings true still. And yeah, so this entire hour is going to be dedicated to slowcore stuff, I guess. And I've been trying to figure out the distinction between slowcore and indie rock and whatever else. I mean, the genres are always vague, but whatever. So I've managed to collect some stuff that I figure is suitable to be called slowcore, and I'll be playing more of it. This next one is from an artist that I've played before on the show that I came across recently, and is also a more recent release. I think this actually came out in September, maybe. So this is the artist Clothesline from Hell from Toronto. I'm making noise. Yeah.
Sharon passed and all bought us to explain. I'm in love, a world of outgrace.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense, and there were three songs just there. One being Fly's Wings from a band name I can't pronounce. Yalali, or no, that's not it at all. Y-L-A-Y-A-L-I, off of an album called Picked Apart. It's the second time I've played this artist, and neither time have I felt as if I've said that name correctly. And this time I definitely butchered it. So that's always fun. And that'll be even worse in a bit, given that I have a Russian band that I'll play. But I guess I guess I'll just say the translation of their name and it won't be so bad. Anyway, that was Fly's Wings from that band I can't pronounce off of the album Picked Apart. Before that, Fine Health Is at Home from the band Jerk with a Bomb off of their album Pyrokinesis. And before that, one that I alluded to earlier, Something Nothing from Clothesline from Hell off of the Something Nothing album. So, yeah, all stuff that I've come across more recently, though, Fine Health Is at Home, or rather, the album Pyrokinesis that came out in, I think that was 2001, maybe. That'll be my guess. I don't have the year on hand right now, but that was late 90s, early 2000s, something like that. One of three albums that were released from the band, Jerk with a Bomb. I think they're a band from somewhere in BC, and I think the members went on to form the band Black Mountain or something like that. I remember being in LU Radio and picking through the CDs there and seeing a release from that band and meaning to check them out, but I never did. And now, months on, I've happened to stumble across an old project of theirs. So maybe that's good impetus to go check out their current and more modern work. And anyway, this half hour is coming to an end, but I'll be picking it back up in a little bit with some more slowcore stuff.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. And there was one song that played there, one called, I'm not sure if I'm going to get the accents correct on this, but Kakapo Night Song, from a band whose name translates to Dutch Rudder, them being from the, from Russia. So if I actually, based off of their Bandcamp URL, it's Dutch Rudder, but if you actually plug in their name, written in Cyrillic, I guess, directly into Google Translate, it comes out as Dutch Steering Wheel, which is a little bit funny, but I'll go with the better assumption of Dutch Rudder instead. And it makes me think about, if I play more music from these guys and go to Google Translate all the names of the songs, names of the albums, like how butchered they're going to turn out to be. And likewise, when I consider bands in the past that I've played, and translating the names of those songs so that I could actually say them on air without, I guess, abusing the way that they should be said. I wonder how messed up all those translations were. Anyway, Kakapo Night Song is actually, there's a little blurb that the band wrote about it, and I'll start it off with that. I guess the English is a bit rough, but a musical piece with recordings of Kakapo, also called Owl Parrot Lek. Its most heavy and lonely parrot on earth. In breeding season, male finds a place with good acoustics to make saucer-shaped depression or bowl dug in the ground and attract females with low-frequency display or lek. He sings his song all night long. There's only several living individuals still exists, so nobody come for years. Thanks to Dr. Andrew Digby for Kakapo Lek field recordings. And they actually also have a link for donating. While donating to help the Kakapo recovery, this bird is a funny looking, very funny looking land dwelling bird. So it's flightless, and it lives in New Zealand. If you could have picked up from that little blurb there written by the band, they're critically endangered. And they happen to use a field recording of the sound of these birds played in the background of their music. So I thought that was pretty interesting, compelling. It's got some nice art for the album cover. And it was something I stumbled across. I can't remember exactly what I was looking at first that led to the Bandcamp page for these guys. I think maybe I was looking at someone else and, you know, on Bandcamp, well, maybe you don't know, but on Bandcamp they always show little people's avatars when they've purchased something or supported the artist. And you can look at what else they've purchased, and you get kind of a little timeline of the music that they're into and stuff that they've chosen to pay for. And I think this is how it came up. And actually, it seems that there's a neat little ring of people, of friends that I've picked up on who listen to each other's music, obviously. And you can see their names cropping up on different albums released by each other. And it's kind of funny in that way. And I think that's how I came across these guys. So through some connection to another band that I was listening to before. And lately, in the past, I kind of neglected browsing Bandcamp as an avenue for finding new music, especially because I don't have, I suppose I don't have a particular interest in new music, as in recently released music. So it tends to be that I just look at old discographies of old bands that are now defunct even, and haven't paid much mind to up-and-coming people. And I mean, that's just a matter of my own personal taste or indifference to the period in which music was released. But of course, it is quite interesting to see, especially when I consider that there are genres that have existed for a long time but don't necessarily have a strong definition, especially when I look to a genre like slowcore. The interpretation of that genre by new artists is always kind of interesting to me, especially when at times it rings true to what I might define as a classical example of the genre. I think I had that impression when I listened to a song from the band Computer Dating, which is given the context, a modern band. But of course, you see reinterpretations of that and extensions of the genre that you wouldn't have expected. And I suppose that really comes out of the maturity of a genre, and people's choice to play around with it and to experiment with the genre. So it's interesting also to follow around and see what different music people listen to and how similar their tastes end up being to mine, despite never having associated with them before. So it's always interesting that way. And now this band, Dutch Rudder, one that I've come across recently, it seems that they have a decent discography. I mean, decent in terms of length. It's actually what I've listened to from them, I really quite like. So I'll be playing more of them in the future as I feel a yearning for slowcore again. But yeah, it's definitely interesting, especially to see interpretations of the genre from different parts of the globe. There are more albums that they have that I've yet to listen to. They actually have a load, maybe even... Well, I mean, a lot of the names are in Russian and Cyrillic, so I can't really interpret them now, but I'd imagine some of them are demos. But they released music this year, so that Kakapo Night song came out in July, and there was an album that they released in April. So they're still going strong, which is pretty cool. And I'll definitely be looking more into their music for stuff to play. Yeah, and that... I guess it was fun to come across this interesting, funny-looking bird. It does look quite a bit like an owl, the kakapo. So that's the name, owl parrot. It looks kind of like dirt, just dirty leaves is what it looks like. But apparently they got really strong legs, and they're very inbred because of... it's described as a genetic bottleneck. So there were only a few of them living, and they all had to... interbreed to survive, and that did a number on their genetic diversity. So an interesting thing to come across as I was searching for music for this week. Anyway, I'll carry on from this and forget about birds for now and play instead a song from the band Lowercase, one called This Train Will Not Stop.
Little darling is dead like an angel fish, rooting forth her bird of prey. She drifted through the angular renderings, city alight with rows of burning beds, cries flung about in triumphant bowels, save for the quiet room. Came from a regiment of naysayers to lock and key, a born pugilist, gone soft like the wind in series of tunnels, until reaching a center where passengers and leading to tri-passengers present Trudeau from the platform into the approaching mass of steel. Secret suddenly ran into a fine crimson spray. This train will not stop. Knowing that the monstrous black being was devouring its way to safety, this rain will not stop. And indeed it was rain. Everyone was drenched. Graves were soaked in new attitudes. And the freshest yet had been unearthed by the movements of the burning worms. Their shoulders.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. That song there was one called This Train Will Not Stop. It's one word. The band being lowercase, and that song being off of the album Floodlit. One of my, well, definitely a favorite album of mine. One of the first, well, yeah, one of the first examples of slowcore that I ever really listened to, given that I got into those guys early on in high school. And I think maybe it kind of kickstarted the diversifying of my musical interests at that point. I think back then I was mostly interested in doom metal, and it seemed like a sort of a natural progression to work my way from doom metal to stuff like drone metal to black metal, and then also into stuff like slowcore. Though, admittedly, I feel like lowercase is a strange example of slowcore at times, or one that I haven't really understood the defining of as slowcore. There are definitely a lot of other things apart from slowcore, but they still kind of define this boundary that exists between post, or rather not a boundary, but overlap that exists between stuff like post-hardcore and slowcore.